Hello again, folks. I am so sorry. I'm going to have to make a part two of my updatey goodness. Because, guess what? Some idiot, who'da thunk it, ran out of time. Again. Story of my life. They're going to have to carve that as the epigraph on my tombstone. She ran out of time. As always. Oh, anyhow, what the heck was I saying? Good gravy. Ah, no, it probably wasn't that. Bloody Nora. What was I saying? Oh, I think I was mentioning that this has been the summer of cat illnesses. So yes, there was Melanie's cat, and then two friends of mine on IF Mud both have cats with ailments, one more serious than the other. My one friend's cat has leukemia, poor kitty. So there's really nothing that can be done for him except to have him euthanized. So sad. My other friend's cat on there has arrhythmia. She found out on Sunday that her cat has arrhythmia. Now, luckily, in 9 cases out of 10, that is not fatal. So hopefully this cat will tick along for another 3 or 4 years to come and be just fine. But it's a good thing that she found out when she did, because now the vet can keep an eye on it and administer whatever tests are needed at various times, and whatever medication he thinks is needed as well. But I got some dreadful news this morning, folks, and I don't know if I can relay this without getting emotional, so I do apologize if that should be the case. My friend Tracy had an absolutely lovely cat named Pumpkin. And I say had because, well, he's in the past tense now. He died this morning. So Pumpkin got really sick last week, last Tuesday. He was vomiting and not eating. So Tracy took him to the vet on Thursday. And the vet administered a blood test, and that came back fine. So the vet said, well, your cat's probably just got an upset stomach, maybe from something he ate. We'll give him some medication to calm his stomach down, and he should be okay in a couple of days. Now, to be quite frank, folks, I am pissed off that the vet did not give the cat an x-ray then and there. I don't know why he didn't. I think he should have, and you'll find out why in a minute. So Tracy took him home, and she gave him the medication, but he didn't get any better. And then, yesterday, he was vomiting profusely, and he had lost a lot of weight, and he was still not eating. So she took him back to the vet, and the vet said, okay, yeah, something is really wrong with this cat. I think he needs to go into the animal hospital. So she took him there. I found out this morning, because I went over to see my friend Kim and have a coffee with her, and Tracy had told Kim last night about Pumpkin going to the animal hospital. So I had my iPhone with me, and I sent Tracy a text when I was at Kim's to ask her how she was and to ask how the cat was doing. Well, almost right away, I got a text back to say that Pumpkin had died in the animal hospital at 4 o'clock this morning. The reason being that he had some kind of obstruction in his stomach. And if that vet had given him an x-ray last week, they would have found it then. Now, who knows? Maybe it wouldn't have been operable. I don't know. But maybe it would have been. So I was so upset to hear this. Oh my gosh, he was the sweetest cat I've ever known in my life. He was so friendly and affectionate. He would climb all over people and lick them and cuddle up to them. And he would even lick the dog, who wanted absolutely nothing to do with him. But he would always try to make friends with the dog. But Tracy's dog is this very insecure little chihuahua and gets very jealous when Tracy or other people are petting other animals. But yeah, it won't seem the same now to go over to her place without him there, the cat, because there won't be an affectionate pussycat to climb all over me and lick me. So yeah, I was so, so sad to hear that. As soon as we heard the news, Kim called Tracy up and invited her to come over, which I think was very thoughtful, because, well, I believe Tracy needed the company, to be honest. So Tracy came over and had a coffee and got hugs and condolences from Kim and I. And then Kim's cat, Pen, was climbing all over me and bonking my head with his hand and meowing for me to pet him. And sometimes he can be very vociferous when he wants attention. And that occasionally gets on my nerves, but today, I didn't mind at all. He could meow as much as he wanted to. I was just so glad he was there and alive and okay. So, I couldn't hug Pumpkin anymore, so I gave Penners a hug instead. And luckily he doesn't mind hugs too much, as long as he doesn't get them too frequently. Oh dear. Anyway, oh boy, that was just horrible news. So, excuse me, good gravy, sorry. I hope you guys didn't hear that. I made this pasta for supper, and it was medium pasta shells and spicy sausage and olives and hot peppers and cheese in this spicy garlic basil tomato sauce, and it was very tasty, but I'm sorry to say that it's giving me the burps. I've got a bit of acid reflux. Oh dear. So yes, before further burpage ensues, I should probably stop rambling at you, and hopefully I will have something better to post tomorrow. Take care, folks. Thanks for listening very much.